This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. My text for 2022, part one. Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you, there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word, I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Now consider this. Okay, Sower Nation, let me ask you again today, what is your text? Your word, verse, verses, passage from the Word of God for the year ahead. I won't stop until I know. So my 2022 text, which shall be my first word, last word, God's word text, is Psalm 130. You read it or heard it above. It will take me weeks to memorize the whole psalm. But verse 5 has already become the money pitch so far. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word, I put my hope. I listened to the whole psalm read on my Bible app before sleep last night. Early this morning, in that hushed and coming to be, or sacred time between waking and rising, I began to think on this word. Then I reminded myself to say it aloud, which I did. Hearing it led me to ruminate on it. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in his word, I put my hope. As I rolled it around in my awakening mind, it hit me. I wait for the Lord. Yes, my whole being waits. Yes, and in his word I put my hope. Well, yes. And no. If I'm honest, and you know I try to be, I am hoping more in what I want the Lord to do for and in my life. In other words, I'm hoping he will fix the brokenness in me and all the broken things in my life. That's what I'm hoping for. Is that wrong? No. It's just not right. And there it was, in the pre-dawn silence of the morning, as this first word broke the sound barrier and shed light across the synapses of my soul. And in his word, I put my hope. Psalm 130 cut its first groove, and a deep impression at that, into my heart. And in his word, I put my hope. I'm not waiting on the Lord and trusting in some outcome. I'm waiting on the Lord, and while I am waiting, I am putting my hope in His Word. Waiting can be passive, but putting my hope in His Word, now there's something to do with my whole being that is active, movemental even. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His Word I put my hope. Now, if I'm not careful, I'll spend the next week camped out right here on Psalm 130 on the daily text, the prayer. Yes, Lord, I wait for You. I can't say with my whole being just yet, but we're going to get there. And maybe that's what You are waiting for in me, for my whole being to get there to the waiting place on You. In the meantime, I'm going to focus on rooting my hope in Your Word. It will be my first word, and it will be my last word. And something tells me You're going to make it a whole lot of other words in between. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, I'm hearing lots of Your own words and prayers and personal affirmations and such. Those are fine, but what I'm looking for is Your text. Your words are fine, they just won't endure. Will you choose a text from Scripture and make it your first word of every day and your last word of every day? That's the challenge. Let's go. And here's a P.S. Thanks to so many of you, we had a very happy birthday. Thank you, Seed Team. We started the day at 52 days of 2022. 52 days of the Daily Text sponsored. And we are up to, drum roll please, 76 days. That means we only have 289 days remaining. And it costs us $365 a day. Thank you, sowers, for such a happy birthday. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.